The Money Show. The Markets.
Tato Mashiho is a portfolio manager at Sanlam Private Wealth. Was it all Liz Truss's fault that markets went to hell in a handbasket today, Tato? Welcome to The Money Show.
Well, good evening, Bruce. It's not such a warm welcome this evening. Unfortunately, markets have taken quite a beating today overall, and we are now officially in bear market territory at a global market perspective. The S&P 500 down over 20%, the NASDAQ down over 30%. So, unfortunately, we just have to ride out the storm as best as we can.
Is it all the fault of Trussonomics today, or is this just part of the broader theme of fear, trepidation, and anxiety about a global recession?
Well, I think it's a bit of both. People are having to readjust their expectations for 2023 following the exceptionally hawkish comments by the Fed on Wednesday. And I think, sadly, a lot of market participants thought you would have somewhat of a shallow rate hiking cycle and were hoping for rates to start coming down probably in the second half of 2023. That, of course, is now firmly off the table. And, of course, rising probability of a recession globally is compounding matters. So people are re-looking at their crystal balls, and 2023 is looking a lot bleaker than they thought a week ago.
It's amazing how fast it changes, doesn't it? I mean, we've had more than a dozen central banks around the world look at interest rates this week, and everybody raised interest rates except the Turks, as they've been wont to do, going against the flow. The pound at its worst levels against the dollar in 37 years. The dollar is surging. It's coming at a huge cost to the rand, of course. And it's the reason why Leslie Jehanyahu was so aggressive this week, was an attempt to try and shore up the rand relative to the value of the US dollar. We wonder if it'll work.
Well, we certainly hope that it will work, but erring on the side of caution is probably the best path of action for the Reserve Bank. And we saw that two members of the committee actually voted for 100 basis point hikes. So we'll have to see exactly what they do in their upcoming meeting. But I think, as you mentioned, with the pound reaching the 1.1 level with the dollar, and some people speculating that it might even breach parity, of course, there's a lot of fiscal concerns materializing. Larry Summers came out today saying that the UK government is behaving like an emerging market. And when one looks at what the new finance minister that side has unveiled in terms of lowering the highest tax bracket from 45% to 40%, nominally a good thing, but not when you're simultaneously looking to borrow £150 billion to subsidize electricity prices. And so, of course, the market is concerned, how exactly are they going to fund this? Well, of course, they're going to borrow a lot more. And that is classic emerging market behavior. But
UK bond rates spiked up. UK bond rates spiked up to over 4% today, which in our terms, we'll borrow money at 4%. Please, thank you very much. But by UK standards, that's very high. And this is this fear that this becomes what they call the magic money tree, the thing that David Cameron and subsequent prime ministers, Theresa May and Boris Johnson, have rejected the magic money tree theory of economics and trickle-down economics, which Liz Truss and Kwasi Kwarteng, her finance minister, are wedded to.
Indeed, they have obviously said they will not engage in what they call windfall profits. So they're not going to tax the oil and gas companies, which, to be honest, could afford to bear some taxes to cover the subsidies on electricity. So instead, they're going to lower taxes and increase borrowing. And this, we'll have to wait and see exactly how this pans out. But the thing with subsidies is they have a tendency to become sticky, especially when voters get used to subsidized electricity. You see that in a lot of countries that are oil exporters around the world. And so I think the market is rightfully concerned with the trajectory and the fiscal trajectory that the UK is heading on.
Thank you to Tato Mashiho, who's portfolio manager at Sanlam Private Wealth. The JSE lost 3% of its value today. We're at levels where we were at the beginning of the year. S&P 500 is down 30% so far this year. It's messy on the markets.